figure principal of Titchell High School, Richard
Thompson.
Just getting things going, Mr. Thompson, September 4. See that you got some blessings because rain came down while you had your devotion, and apparently you must have had some blessings over the holidays to return to school today. What are some of the challenges and the blessings you see?
I would say things would have started off for us relatively well. It's early days yet, so I'm still doing all the assessment necessary. But we have most of our teachers in place. We had a situation where we needed up to as many as 22 teachers. Now we have replaced most all of them. We are still short of a physics, a teacher of physics. But outside of that, things have settled down as indicated before in other conversations. We have, though we have replaced the teachers, some of them come with inexperience. We have lost some experienced teachers, so we will have significant work to do in terms of mentorship and support for our new teachers, so our students do not lose out. In addition to that, we would have done some work over the summer break in terms of preparing the plant. As you're aware, this is a very old plant. And on top of that, we were blessed with 16 plyboard classrooms, temporary classrooms, years ago to take the school off shift, probably about 25 years ago. Now, that blessing has now become, I don't want to call it a curse, but it's a difficult thing to maintain those plyboard classrooms. Every year we spend significant sums repairing. Because as you're aware, the plyboard, they don't stand up very long with the weather situation and with the termites. So we have to spend millions every year to replace them. This year, we took a stance that we were not able to sacrifice instructional material and so on that would normally use those funds to give to our teachers. And so the ministry stepped in and gave us some support in terms of repairs to those 16 plyboard classrooms that we refer to as Portmore affectionately here at Titchfield. So we got some help there from the ministry, changing out some of the plyboards, adjusting some of the windows, putting in new windows, doing some electrical repairs there, and a bit of painting here and there. On top of that, this year, we will have our first student that needs wheelchair access ramps. The ministry has also stepped in and supported us in putting in some of the ramps needed. It is not enough. Nonetheless, we are thankful because it will go a far way. The student will be able to access the bathroom mirrors, access some classrooms, and at least two science labs. The student will also be able to access the administrative building and the IT, at least one IT lab. So we got a few ramps and walkway areas and entranceways rectified by the Ministry of Education. So we want to be grateful, many time person, not the ministry. We want to express our gratitude to them. And we look forward to their efforts in helping us with making those 16 temporary classrooms permanent. In fact, years ago, the chief architect from the Ministry of Education came here to look at the possibilities. We were told that a drawing was done. I am also aware that we were on the capital budget before COVID-19. When I get back from leave and make the queries, I was told that we are no longer on the capital budget. I don't know what that means for us in terms of the work that we want to see done to make those classrooms permanent. But I just want to say to the ministry to please send a representative to come and look at the space that our teachers and students have to endure, and try to put us back on the front burner to have those classrooms made permanent. Titchfield High School is 237 years old, and those were built to take the school off shift. I think it is time for greater work to be done, given the efforts that the school would have put into preparation of students over the years and the caliber of students that we have managed to produce. I think it is unreasonable to expect us to endure that condition for such a long while. I have started a conversation with the ministry, so they are aware of the circumstances, but my comments are in response to your questions. And so I want to make it known that our lobby efforts continue, and we expect the ministry to do something permanent about those rooms. We can't keep having a temporary solution to a permanent problem.
You mentioned earlier about not having a physics teacher. Teacher has always done well in the sciences. How much of a setback is this for the school?
Well, it will be a significant setback in my estimation. However, the ministry has provided us with some tools that we can use in terms of alternatives. We have the opportunity to employ persons on a part-time basis. We have the alternative of having persons come in who are in their final year at teacher's college or at university. So we are exploring all those possibilities. But currently, as we speak today, we are without that critical position. And we hope that the measures that we will put in place will be enough and we can maintain our high standards generally, but especially in the sciences, as you indicated.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Just before you leave, Mr. Thompson, you had indicated earlier on that you needed some 22. So I think you called some 20 new teachers this morning. So I think that is very good.
Thank you. We would have worked hard over the summer trying to find replacements. So we have replaced the majority of them.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Please be measured with writing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, be measured as always. Yes.